Let's go now to Iraq, where senior Shiite cleric, the Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, today called on all able-bodied Iraqis to take up arms and help the government fight Sunni militants who have vowed to take control of Baghdad. Mazin al-Mubarak is an Iraqi journalist working for ABC News. We reached him on the phone in Baghdad earlier today, and he said that people are worried about what will happen if fighters from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, make it into the city. He told us that Baghdad residents are laying low.
Streets are almost empty with a lot of number of checkpoints, checking and inspecting cars. People are very cautious of what's going on. Lots of people are trying to flee Baghdad either to Erbil or to southern provinces, but mainly via, you know, airport.
So you're saying there's a lot of checkpoints around Baghdad. The streets are empty. Officials are inspecting cars. People are trying to flee. Are those who are remaining trying to take up arms to prepare themselves for what might be ISIS's eventual arrival?
For people who have decided to stay at home, mainly they have one piece of weapon to defend themselves. You know, there's no other way to flee because it's all, you know, surrounded by IS fighters.
I also read that the Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani said that not only Shias should join the fight, but basically called for everyone in Iraq to pull together to prevent the country from falling into sectarian warfare.
You know, some people have lost their beloved on hands of Sunni extremists. So they started to have this kind of retaliation against Sunnis. The problem is if ISIS controlled Baghdad and other areas, they will not differentiate in killing Sunnis or Shiites. It's all the same. If a Sunni doesn't fight with ISIS, he will be killed because he is cooperating with Shiites.
Mazin, if I may ask, how do you feel about what's been going on in Iraq this past week?
Honestly, I feel concerned. You know, I feel for my family, I feel for my relatives, I feel for my friends. Everyone could be affected in this war. ISIS will not match anyone.
Do you want help from the United States?
You know, I talked to many friends, and we were discussing the withdrawal of U.S. troops back in 2010. And I said, it's not a good move, because ISIS will grab the chance, you know, and try to, you know, fill the gap that the U.S. troops will leave behind.
So you feared that what's happening today, you worried about that 4 years ago when the U.S. began its withdrawal?
Yes, I do.
So if you could tell President Obama anything right now, he's meeting with advisors all day today thinking about what to do, what would you tell him? What would you ask him?
Well, first thing, he should start airstrikes, you know, using Air Force to have airstrikes to bomb those ISIS fighters. Without an airstrike, Iraq will be in danger, really in danger. This is the first thing he should do.
You know very well that there's a pretty strong divide in American public opinion about what to do about this. Suppose that the United States does not provide the kind of assistance we've just been talking about. What do you think the consequences might be for Iraqis?
Well, it will be high consequences. Iraqis have to pay. They have to pay their lives. If there is no military support, no weapons and arms to be shipped from the U.S. to help, really help, the Iraqi army to stand against those ISIS fighters, things will be real bad. It will be like black days coming on Iraq.
You said it'll be like black days falling upon Iraq?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's Mazin al-Mubarak. He works for ABC News. He lives in Baghdad. Mazin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna.
And if you're just joining us, again, our top story, President Obama saying today at the White House that the U.S. will not be sending troops into Iraq, but he is weighing his options of providing other assistance to the Iraqi government. Stay with NPR as the day continues and as this story develops. This is Here and Now.